The true Sadguru has come to remove the pain of the suffering ones. After coming, he cooled the heated hearts by showering the rain of Nam. This is the Bhajan Tapade Hirade Tare Ake on page 41. The place where beloved Kripal resides is blooming. Time after time, he planted the plants of Nam and gave the water of Satsang. Hail, hail, beloved Kripal. He attached the dear ones to his feet. Showing the path of five Shepherds, he united them in him. Removing the differences of duality, he taught only one Shabda. Beloved Kripal is present everywhere, absorbed in the eyes. The beautiful one who is present in all is obtained by the rare ones. He taught one Shabad after making us forget all the knowledge of the world. Das Ajay makes this prayer. Listen, O beloved Kripal, we have fallen at your door. Save our honor, O giver. Filling the Jholi of Nam, he taught to fill the Jholis of Nam. After coming, he cooled the heated hearts by showering the rain of Nam. The true Satguru has come to remove the pain of the suffering ones. Bhajan of Sanchi on page 41.
Tapade hirde tare ake namadamin varsagia darada nirvana nadukia vale sacha satguru agia. Tapade hirde tare ake namadami varasagya darada nirvana nadukya vale sacha satguru agya. Jisatate kiripalapiyara ote bhagabahara same same sirilaye bhute kajagite anaguzara. Jisatate kiripalapiyara ote bhagabahara same same sirilaye bhute ajakityana guzara. Namade putalaye usane satsangapani pagya darada nirvana nadukya vale sacha satguru agya. Tapade hirde tare ake namadami varasagya darada nirvana natukya vale sacha satguru agya. Dana dana kiripalapiyara apani charani lahaliya pancha shabda rasata dasake apane vicha milaya. Dana kiripalapiyara apani charani lahaliya pancha shabda rasate dasake apane vicha milaya. Dudvet da beta mitake iko shabda sikagya Dharadhanavana Natukiya Vale Sacha Santaguru Agya Tapade Hirade Tare Ake Namadami Varasahagya Dharadhanavana Natukiya Vale Sacha Satguru Agya Haratate Kiripala Piyara Ankiya Vicha Samaya He Gata Gata Devicha Vasata Sona Vilanehi Apaya He Haratate kirpala piyara Ankiya vicha samaya Gata gata devicha vasata sona Vilanehi pipaya Duniya de saba ilyam chudake Ikyo shabda sikaha gya Dharadhanavana nadukya vale Sacha satguru agya Tapade hirde tare ake Namadami varasagya Dharadhanavana nadukya vale Sacha satguru agya Dasa ajaiba arja karida Suna kiripala piyaharya Dharaterete date ake Rakiya lajatitariya Dasa ajay parja karida Suna kiripala piyareya Dharaterete date ake Rakiya lajatitariya Namadana di Joli Barake Joli Baranasika Hagia Dharadhanavana Nadukiya Vale Sacha Satguru Agia Tapade Hirde Tare Ake Namadami varasahagya Dharadhanavana nadukya vale Sacha satguru agya
After coming, he cooled the heated hearts. Excuse me. After coming, he cooled the heated hearts by showering the rain of Nam. The true Satguru has come to remove the pain of the suffering ones. Our next bhajan is on page 238, Mere Satguru Dindayal. My Satguru, gracious to the suffering ones, shower the grace. Come and take care of me. I am a sinner and a grave wicked one. Make me sit at your feet. The sins of the world are always surrounding Satguruji. Save me. The five enemies always are after me, Satguruji. Make me free. The current of the mind moves like a chariot, Satguruji. Come and stop it. I am stuck in the ocean of illusion, Satguruji. Take me across. May my love remain attached to your feet. Take me out of this world. I am a lost traveler. Showering grace, call me. Ajab says, O man, do the meditation. and make him shower grace on you. My Sadguru, gracious to the suffering ones, shower the grace. Come and take care of me. Bhajan of Sanchi on page 238.
Mere Sat Guru Deen Dayal Daya Karam Mujhe Ko Aane Sambhalo Ji Mere Sat Guru Deen Dayal Daya Karam Mujhe Ko Aane Sambhalo Ji मैं पापी गोर दुराचारी कदमों में मुझे बैठालो जी मैं पापी गोर दुराचारी कदमों में मुझे बैठालो जी सत गुरु दीन दयाल दया करम मुझको आने संभालो जी दुनिया के पाप सदा गेरे सत गुरु जी मुझे बचालो जी दुनिया के पाप सदा गेरे सतगुरु जी मुझे बचालो जी मेरे सतगुरु दीन दयाल दया करम मुझे को आने संभालो जी पंचो दुश्मन सदा है पीछे सतगुरु जी मुझे चुरा लो जी पंचो दुश्मन सदा है पीछे सतगुरु जी मुझे चुरा लो जी मेरे सतगुरु दीन दयाल दिया करम मुझे को आने संभालो जी मन का वेगे चल रहा सतगुरु जी आने रुकालो जी मन का वेगे चल रहा सतगुरु जी आने रुकालो जी मेरे सतगुरु दीन दयाल दिया करम मुझे को आने संभालो जी बाबा ऐसा गाड़े में फंसा हुआ सतगुरु जी परे लगा लो जी बाबे सागर में फंसा हुआ सतगुरु जी परे लगा लो जी मेरे सतगुरु दीन दयाल दिया करम मुझे को आने संभालो जी चरणों में तुम्हारे नेहा रहे दुनिया से मुझे निकालो जी, चरणों में तुम्हारे निहार हैं, दुनिया से मुझे निकालो जी, मेरे साथ गुरु दीन दया दिया कर, मुझे को आने संभालो जी, मैं बुलावत कर रही हूँ ना, मुझे करके दया बुला लो जी, मैं बुलावत कर रही हूँ ना, मुझे करके दया बुला लो जी, मेरे साथ गुरु दीन दयाल दिया कर, मुझे को आने संभालो जी, कहे आ जाए बेबजन कर बंदा, अपने पर दया करा लो जी, कहे आ जाए बेबजन कर अपने पर दया करा लो जी, मेरे साथ गुरु दीन दया दया कर, मुझे को आन संभालो जी।
My Sadguru, gracious to the suffering ones, shower the grace, come and take care of me. We have come to the end of a grace-filled, week-long meditation retreat. This afternoon, immediately after lunch, we will be clearing bedding and supplies from the school buildings that were used as dorm spaces and moving the picnic tables and serving counters from under the langar tent. Dear ones who can help with this seva are welcome to stay for lunch and lend a hand. And a reminder, 6 weeks from now, there will be a 2-day meditation retreat celebrating Master Kripal Singh's life. The retreat will be all day Friday and Saturday, August 16th and 17th. And of course, this afternoon also is the memorial service for Judith Webb, which I will announce again at the end of the satsang. As the announcement said, we have come to the end of a very beautiful and powerful retreat. And I want to read a letter of Baba Sawan Singh, which struck me. I first read this letter in the summer of 1958 when the book Spiritual Gems first came out. And it was at that time there were no books of Kripal available. There were a few books around, but they were very I had trouble relating to them. Some of them I liked better than others. But anyway, there was nothing directly by either Sawan or Kripal available. And then that summer, these Sierra Chul gems came out. The original version had both Baba Jamal Singh's letters and Baba Sawan Singh's letters in it. Later, they were separated. And I couldn't believe it. This was what I needed. Oh, boy. I read these letters and read them and read them and read them. And then a lot of things happened, this and that. And in the summer of 1963, just before Master Kripal came, I reacquainted myself with spiritual gems. And that's when this letter really hit me. And I've read it a number of times since at satsang, and probably other people have too. And you may well be very familiar with it. But these, I have to tell you that every time I read this, I get more out of it. And that's the way it is with the writings of the masters. So this is letter number 157 from Spiritual Gems. It's long, and, you know, he covers a great deal of ground, and he does it very carefully and with great regard for the person that he is writing to. So Baba Sawan Singh says, I received your two letters. They are full of questions and analyses, as you say. I like them. I appreciate the great pain you have taken to study the literature available. Also your spirit of inquiry, aiming to clear up doubts and get at the root of things. Limitation of books and book knowledge. Books that matter, as distinguished from trash, are an account of the experiences of persons reduced to writing for the benefit of others. If anyone wishes to learn, say, chemistry, he studies books on chemistry. Thus, he learns something about chemistry. But if he gets instructions directly from a chemist, he obtains a better grasp of the subject. Again, if he sets up a laboratory and begins to experiment, he will gain still better knowledge of the subject. And last of all, if he carries on his experiments under the personal directions of an expert chemist, he will avoid many a pitfall and will in due time become a chemist. Again, one book on chemistry may appeal to one student and may not appeal to another, for the mental makeup of the two may not be the same. One may have his analytical faculty developed, while in the other the synthetical faculty may predominate. A book, therefore, is not all comprehensive. The author has written it from the angle characteristic of himself, and it will appeal only to persons having a touch of the same qualities. Also, the same book may appeal to a person at one time and may not appeal to him at another time. For man is a variable creature, and his intellect is a variable factor. Again, there is the difficulty of exact expression and of correct understanding. You cannot convey a correct idea of a railway train or a modern motor car to a person familiar with only bullock carts as a means of conveyance. A radio agent without receiving apparatus will carry but little conviction as to the marvels of radio among persons who never before heard of the radio. Even with a radio set at hand, he is likely to be taken as a juggler. So when ideas about material things cannot be conveyed correctly in words, either written or spoken, ideas about non-material things, such as mental and spiritual experiences, cannot possibly be expressed with any degree of clearness and exactitude to persons who never have had any such experiences. Yet mental and spiritual experiences on the mental and spiritual planes are as real as are the experiences of anyone on the physical plane. A boy who leaves school after learning the 3 R's says, knowledge is unlimited. a student who completes the common school course but who has not yet entered the university also says, knowledge is unlimited. The graduate of the university also says, knowledge is unlimited. A university professor who has encompassed the limits of learning afforded by all universities also says, knowledge is unlimited. Now the boy, the student, the graduate, and the professor all use the same expression, but evidently they do not mean the same thing at all. The boy's idea of knowledge is very shallow, while the idea of knowledge is held by the professor is deep, a sea compared to a pond. Books, therefore, convey but little at best and are often misunderstood. The more critically a beginner examines books, the more discrepancies he finds, and the result is usually confusion of thought. Hence the need for association with a living teacher. Also the need for actual experience of converting theory into fact or individual realization. So books, by their very nature, are imperfect and serve but a limited purpose. Man himself is the perfect book, for all books have come out of him. Inside of him is the Creator with all his creation. The study of books gives second-hand information, while the study of man gives first-hand information. That is the study of what lies within ourselves. So why not enter within ourselves and see what is there? From books we are to grasp the central or the basic idea upon which they are based. If you examine books in that spirit, I am not defending all books, and I am sorry to say that the English language is poor in real literature on spiritual subjects, you will find that the central idea of Saint Mat and of other religions also is the practice of the sound current. Many different names are used to express the idea. Christ, Muhammad, and the Vedic rishis practiced and preached the same. It may be said that they had studied or risen on this current to different heights, but the fundamental idea of all their teachings is this sound current. The type of the language or the setting in which this basic idea is given depends upon the place and the people the masters work among, their customs, the manner of their presentation, and their own intellectual development. And as these customs, manners, and so forth change with time, their books go out of date. Hence the necessity of giving the same principle of the sound current afresh. The message must be kept modern and so adapted to the times and people to whom it is offered. This current is present in man, all human beings. It is natural in man, not artificial. It can be neither altered nor modified, nor added to, nor subtracted from. All else in this world is changeable and changes continually, but not this current. It is an emanation from or wave of the great source of all, the Supreme Creator, by whatever name you wish to speak of him. Each individual is a spark or a drop of that same infinite source. The Creator is at the top of this current, and the individual soul is at the other end, the current thus acting as the connecting link between them. By that current, the life, even the very existence of the individual, is sustained. The individual feels no touch with it on account of the thick veils of mind and matter which cover it at this end. But it is there, in man and in all forms of creation, in the eye focus, whence it permeates the whole body below the eyes and then goes out from the body through the various sense organs. To catch it, the scattered and scattering attention must be controlled and held in the focus where connection is established with the astral, the mental, and the spiritual planes, and the same finally merges into its source at the other end. The first essential thing, therefore, is to enter this laboratory within ourselves by bringing our scattered attention inside of the eye focus. This is a slow process, but we are not justified in saying that we cannot do it, or that it is impossible, or that it is useless. Here is a worthy pursuit for the application of our critical and other faculties. If we cannot control and subdue our thoughts arising within us, who else will? It is our job, and we must do it, and we must do it now, in this very lifetime, while we are human beings, for man is the highest form of creation. There are many ways of doing this, but from experience, saints find that repetition, called Simran, done in the manner explained at the time of initiation, is the best and most effective way, as well as the simplest way. If thoughts of the material world take us out of the focus, thoughts of the inner worlds will take us in that direction. When we are inside of the focus, we have disconnected ourselves from the material world and are on the threshold of the astral world. We too have cast off our material frame, and we are of the same stuff as the astral world and are now in a position to function there. The same attention that was working in the material world is now capable of working in the astral world. And just as we now call this lower world real, we will find the astral world as real or more real than we now find this one. After reaching the astral plane, the same attention, now purified from the material dross, hangs on to the sound current, becomes further purified, and rises on it to reach the spiritual planes. With every inch of ascent inwards and upwards, the soul is casting off the coverings of mind and matter and is awakening from the deep sleep of ages. Needless to say that in this process the soul is not helpless, but it goes in and stays in and comes out at will. We may look at this matter in another way. The Creator is existence, knowledge, and bliss, or power, wisdom, and love. An atom or a spark of this essence of existence is the soul, which, encased in its coverings of mind and matter, forms the individual man. If the coverings were removed from the individual, the soul would be naked and would be qualified to know its creator. The individual will know itself, attain self-realization, and will, in turn, be able to know its creator. Wrapped in its coverings, the soul merely hears of its source from others or reads about the Creator in books, makes guesses, and draws imaginary pictures to satisfy its intellectual curiosity. It also manufactures creeds. If a lantern were wrapped in a thin muslin cloth, its light would be dimmed. If there is another envelope of thick, coarse cloth over the muslin, the light will be cut off entirely, and the lantern will cease to serve the purpose of a lantern. Man is much like a covered lantern. There is light in him. There is the spark of pure existence, knowledge, and bliss in him. But the envelopes of mind and matter dim his light, and he gropes in darkness. Real existence has degenerated and appears in him as reason, intellect, and instinct. Bliss has degenerated into fleeting experiences of pleasure and pain. Clothed in our dark coverings, we are incapable of understanding our source. And the extent to which we succeed in removing our coverings marks the degree of our capacity to understand our source. These remarks about the books, the creator, the individual, and the sound current will help us in answering your threefold question. One, the original home so often referred to, whence we came. Two, why we left that home. Three, will we ever leave it again? The individual, as he is constituted now, is incapable of understanding what happened or is happening at the source. The saints who come from that end and have access to that end at will know what is going on at that end. But by the very nature of things, they are handicapped in trying to convey information to the individual at this end. They attempt in various ways to satisfy their audiences. Some are convinced and some are not. No matter what answer is given to these questions, we can always find fault with it. And even if reason and intellect are satisfied for the time being, the necessity for converting theory into facts of experience and personal realization still remains. But the point is that saints do not wish to satisfy their audiences by empty words. They offer to take the inquirer to the other end and thus give him first-hand knowledge. One beauty of it is that at that end, these questions do not arise. So if the curious questioner would exercise a little patience and faith, most of his questions would be answered automatically as his experiences increase. Suppose a man finds himself at the bottom of a deep well where he's very lonely and uncomfortable. Another man happens to pass that well. He carries a long rope. Finding this man in the well, he lets down his rope and offers to pull the man up, if only he will catch on to the end of the rope. But our man in the well enters into argument with the man above and demands to know just how he came to fall into that well and what is the guarantee that he may not fall into the well again if he is pulled up. The utmost that the man with the rope can say is that he will take him out of the well and then he can study the situation for himself. But if the man in the well does not take advantage of this opportunity, it only means that his time has not yet come to escape from his imprisonment. Predestination versus free will. A will is free only so long as it has not acted. Once it acts, then that very act becomes binding on it. The second time it acts, it does not act as free will, but as a calculating will, for it carries the experience of the first act with it. And a calculating will is not a free will, but a limited will. The very creations or acts of a free will work as limiting factors upon it and guide it in its future activity. So the more actions one performs, the more his will is guided and thus limited. And this is real predestination. There is thus no antagonism between predestination, fate, karma, and free will. We were free at one time. We acted, and then our acts became binding upon us. They curtailed our initial freedom. They now act upon us as unavoidable fate. Since our experiences have become complex and varied, these experiences now appear in us as joys and fears, hopes and desires, each of which in its turn molds or fashions our reason and intellect. Intellect, reason, and feeling, being what they have been fashioned to be, now determine our actions and make us choose the predestined course. Thus, the acts of one life determine the framework of the next life. Like farmers, we are now living on the crop we gathered last, while we are preparing the soil and putting in the seed of the new crop. Although we must undergo our fate, there being no escape from it, yet all is not lost if we use the little freedom we have in such a manner as to lead to our ultimate rescue. We wish this age-long wandering from life to come to an end, and so it will if we choose the means of escape. The easiest, the safest, and in fact the only way out is association with the free. Saints are free by virtue of their practice of the sound current, and they come among us with one single mission, that of connecting us with the sound current and so making us free. And this is the only path of spiritual freedom. Facts versus theories. That which may be a fact to one man may not necessarily be a fact to another, and it will not become a fact to him until he has had a similar experience. Facts of Saint Mart are reproducible, like facts of any science, and can be demonstrated in the laboratory of Saint Mart. The laboratory of Saint Mart, as said before, is inside of man. Anybody who enters this laboratory brings his scattered attention within himself at the eye focus, can see, feel, and realize what the saints say, and he can repeat the experiment as often as he likes. Saint Mart deals with facts only, not with theories or beliefs. It lays down a practical course for its devotees. It is practical through and through, and it can be executed by young or old, male or female, wise or simple-minded, while at the same time they are enjoying the fullness of home life. Life duties. Saint Mart is natural, hence it is rational. It expects its devotees to live a normal life and to do their duties better than others. Sluggards do not make any headway here or elsewhere. Saint Mart creates detachment in attachment, living in the world and yet not of the world. With mind under control, stimulated by a personal knowledge of other and better worlds, the disciple's viewpoint of life and of its duties and responsibilities changes. The life here actually becomes unreal, and its values are assessed accordingly. Things which others lay much stress upon become of little value to the disciple. And often that which others may consider valueless and even foolish may become of more value to the disciple than life itself. This is because he looks down upon life from a higher viewpoint. But this does not mean that anyone may neglect a real duty. Compared with life in the worlds above the eye focus, the life below the eye focus, our present condition, is no better than a dream. If people would go inside the focus and enter the upper worlds, they would become eternally happy. Empty talk would cease. They would contemplate the grand reality. So first you are to control your mind and rise within yourself to the eye focus, and the other man is to do the same within himself. When inside the eye focus, you and he have both cast off the material coverings, and matter is now no longer a hindrance in your study and upward march. Neither is it a hindrance in your communications with each other while you are both above the eye focus. To do this, it is not necessary to leave home or country. Anybody who goes inside of his focus is independent of time and space, and he can, from his own experience, give guidance to another who has not reached so far. He who rises still higher and has access to other and higher worlds is capable of guiding others to those higher worlds. As in all other branches of study, a student who occasionally meets his teacher and converses freely with him has a distinct advantage over one who takes only a correspondence course. The same is the case here in Sant Mat and the development on this path. But the beauty of it is that when you gain access to the inner light and the worlds of light within, the elements of time and distance so completely disappear that you stand face to face with your teacher and master, and he will always remain right there to instruct and to lead you as well as to strengthen you. You need not accept anything which does not appeal to you in books or even in my letters. You may leave aside for the time being the ultimate object of life and its how and why. You may start your inquiry from this end and then take as your objective the attack upon the eye focus. Reach that point as best you can, by this or any other method. Draw up your own plans if you wish. Only make and execute some plan to reach that objective. Bring your plan into action. That is the main thing. And then if you find it does not work so well, come back to this plan. The main point is to reach the eye focus somehow. You will be dealing with your own attention. If you succeed in holding it inside of the focus, you have won the battle of life. You say in 8 weeks since your initiation, you have made no progress. Sant Mat does not fix any time limit. Let us appreciate the situation. Ever since our birth, at which time we left the eye focus and came out of it and established our connections with this world, we have not gone inside of it. Sometimes when we have a deep, intricate problem to solve, we close our eyes and try to think by holding all our attention in the eye center. We do it for a short time, but soon run out again because we have acquired the bad habit of always remaining away from the focus. Poets, painters, and musicians receive inspiration from this point. All great thinkers get their ideas clarified here. Whatever scientific progress the world has made, it has all been derived from this source. This focus, back of the eyes, is the fountain of all inspiration which has produced the world's masterpieces. And whatever further progress is to be made in the future, the source of information and inspiration will still be this point. Here is where divinity comes down to meet the struggling man. And what holds us outside this focus? Why does not everybody in the world rush with his utmost ability to enter this magic fountain of inspiration and wisdom? Because our attention has always been, and is yet, attached to our bodies, to our near relations, to our homes, to our countries, and to our pleasures, sometimes to our pains and sorrows. We have so much identified ourselves with these things that we have lost our identity. Unless now we start detaching ourselves from these outside connections, begin to develop the capacity to switch our attention on and off at will, we can make but little progress on the path. We are to reestablish our identity, to assert our supremacy over our minds and bodies. The mind must be made to work when we wish it to, and to remain motionless when we wish it to do so. We must become able to enter this body when we wish, to function in this world when necessary, and then to go out of it at will when we wish to function in another world. It is the attention which is to go inside and see, and so long as it is running outside, who is to see inside? If the owner of a house sits always outside of his house and complains that he cannot see what is going on inside, his complaint is not justified. This detaching the attention from the external connections is a slow affair. Habits become second nature. It takes time to form new habits. But slow and steady wins the race, and practice makes perfect. Follow your mind for a minute and see what keeps it away from its headquarters. Avoid whatever interferes and accept what helps in reaching your objective. I have already given you the saint's method based on long, long experience. If anyone is sure that he is on the right path, then if he takes but one step a day, he is still approaching his destination and is sure to get there someday, no matter how distant his destination may be. You'll perhaps say, how am I to know that I am on the right path? I give you the means of proving it for yourself. Until you have proved it for yourself, you must, of necessity, accept something on faith. You would have to do the same if you were building a bridge. We have taken as the objective the eye focus. In a way, we experience this daily. We come to this focus every time we pass from the wakeful to the sleep state and return. When we are going to sleep, our attention is drawn toward the eyes, and then the whole body goes senseless. We do not, our attention does not, stay at the eyes, but rapidly the attention passes down to the heart or the navel center and becomes dull there, and we become completely unconscious. When engaged in talk and you become overpowered by sleep, you may have said to your friends, my eyes are getting heavy, I have sleep in my eyes. You may watch your attention going first to the eyes when you pass from the conscious to the sleep condition. You may study the behavior of a child when he is about to go to sleep or return from the sleep state. A student reading his book, when overpowered by sleep, struggles to keep his attention in the eyes. Now, if you wish to go inside and prove this truth, fix your attention inside of the focus. Hold it there by force of a determined will. Let the body become senseless, but hold your consciousness at the focus, becoming unconscious of the lower world, but fully conscious of all that is going on at the focus. Then enter the astral world and pass on to still higher regions, enjoying a condition of superconsciousness and great delight. Lucky indeed is he who spends his short life in the Master's company. If a man is a true seeker, he should give himself up to the Satguru and drop all else. It has been said already how the attention of man is attached to all sorts of worldly relationships and things. There is hardly any attention left for the study of self and for seeking God. Look about you. Who has time for all the needs of his own soul? He should take time, but he thinks he cannot. His attention is so monopolized by trifles that he has no time for most vital concerns. A true seeker who gives undivided attention to the things of the spirit is a rare bird, but men follow after that which they love best. A lover cannot be kept separated from his beloved, for he has given himself over to his beloved. His beloved is his life. The quoted passages only point to the ideal. A saint is lucky if he gets one or two genuine seekers during his whole lifetime. Facts about eating. Everyone may eat as often and as much as is necessary in carrying out the work in which he is engaged. As far as possible, the body is to be kept fit and in perfect health. A lumberman's food is different from that of a soldier, and a soldier's food is different from that of a singer or a philosopher. The same rule applies here. Santmat is not a profession, and its devotees need not be set apart in a separate class. They come from and belong to all classes. Sant Mat exercises are to be practiced while one is carrying on his duties in whatever sphere he may be placed. My own master was a soldier. I have answered most of your questions by giving you the underlying principles. If, however, you have any further doubts, you are free to ask such questions as may occur to you. There is no need to quote passages from books. Put your questions straight away. That will save you time and trouble.
अगन लगी है शकियो रूप नहीं जात बखाना
बड़ा प्यार दे नाल दसदे है कि जद गुरु दे चरणा विच जीव जांदा है गुरु इस नु बाहरी सिमरन भी दिंदे है जेड़ा उना दा खुद अपना कमाया हुंदा है और किस तरह अभ्यास दे वक्त सब ससंगियां नु समझाउंदे है किस तरह तुसी सिमरन जेड़ा है ये लगातार करो दोनों अखां दे दरमियान तीसरे तिल ते अकागर तुसी हो जदों असी तीसरे तिल ते जाने हैं सानू काफ़ी हौसला हो जाता है विषय बकारां दा जोर सच पुछो तां तीसरे तिल ते अकागर होने वाली घटना शुरू हो जाता है जदों स्थूल पड़दा लौने हैं पर स्थूल जिहड़े दुनिया दे भोग है ये सानू परेशान नहीं कर देंगे अगे सूक्ष्म है इस तो भी ज्यादा वो जोर पाउंदे है अगे कारण है और उत्थे भी मन इंद्रिया कारण हन और जदों असीं पार ब्रह्म दे विच जाने हैं आत्मा तो सारे पर्दे ला लैने हैं फिर सानू अपने आप की पहचान होंगी है उत्थे मैं दसदा हुंदा किस तरह लिंग भेद भी उतो नीचे नीचे ही है उत्थे ना कोई औरत है ना कोई मर्द है और ना कोई मजरी तस्व है उस जगह उत्थे आत्मा ही आत्मा है उत्थे जाके नू अपने आप दी समझ आउंदी है कि मैं आत्मा है मैं उस सतपुरुष दी बच्ची है मेरे और इहदे विच कोई भिन्न भेद नहीं जिस तरह समुंदर और नदी का कोई भिन्न भेद नहीं हुंदा वह भी पानी हुंदा वह भी पानी हुंदी है
Now lovingly he tells us that when any jiva goes to the feet of the perfect master First of all, the master showers his grace upon that jiva and gives him the simran, that simran which he himself has earned, which he himself has meditated upon and which he himself has perfected. So when the master gives us that simran and he tells us lovingly at the time of the initiation, all the initiates are told that how we have to do the simran, keeping our attention at the eye center. So when we keep our attention fixed at the eye center and when we go on doing the simran given to us by the master, then gradually the pressure of the worldly pleasures go on reducing. In fact, as soon as we start remaining at the eye center by doing the simran, the pressure of the worldly pleasures, the pressure of the passions go on reducing. And when we are successful in removing the physical cover from our soul, then we get rid of, we become free of the physical form of the lust, anger, greed, attachment and egoism. And then when we go beyond the physical plane, when after removing the physical cover from our soul, when we go in the astral plane, there also we have to fight with the astral form of the passions. And they are present over there in much more force than they are present in the physical form. But when we are able to go beyond that, and when we go in the causal plane, there also we have to fight with the mind and the organs of senses, because they are present there in the causal form. But when we remove that cover also from our soul, when we become free from the causal covers, and then when we go in the parabrahm, then all these pleasures, all these passions, all these vices, they don't bother us anymore because they do not exist over there. And after that, we realize that we are not the bodies, we are the souls. I have often said that how when we reach parabrahm, even the difference of the gender is finished over there, because over there, it is only the soul, neither anyone is man over there nor anyone is woman over there, and one does not even know whether one is black or white there, or one belongs to this or that country, because over there it is only one soul. So when the master gives us the simran and when he tells us to do the simran, and when we go on doing the Simran according to the instructions of the Master, and after removing all these covers from our soul, when we reach the Parabrahm, then we are able to realize our own selves, and then we come to realize that who we are and what the Master is, then Master is and what He has given to us.
Kehe Kabir Suno Pai Sado Ulte Aap Me Aap Saman.
Kabir Sahib ne sara shabd kehke bade pyar naal sanu dassya hai ki jis cheez di saadi aatma nu pyaas hai ਭੁੱਖ ਹੈ ਉਹ ਅੰਮ੍ਰਿਤ ਵੀ ਨਾਮ ਦਾ ਸਾਨੂੰ ਅੰਦਰੋਂ ਹੀ ਮਿਲੇਗਾ ਜਿਸ ਪਰਮਾਤਮਾ ਦੀ ਸਾਨੂੰ ਜਨਮਾਂ ਜਨਮਾਂਤਰਾਂ ਤੋਂ ਖੋਜ ਹੈ ਉਹ ਵੀ ਸਾਨੂੰ ਸਰੀਰ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚੋਂ ਹੀ ਮਿਲੇਗਾ
ਆਫਟਰ ਸੇਇੰਗ ਦ ਹੋਲ ਹਿਮ ਕਬੀਰ ਸਾਹਿਬ ਲਵਿੰਗਲੀ ਟੈਲਸ ਅਸ ਦੈਟ ਦ ਫੂਡ ਫਾਰ ਵਿਚ ਅਵਰ ਸੋਲ ਇਜ਼ ਹੰਗਰੀ ਦ ਵਾਟਰ ਫਾਰ ਵਿਚ ਅਵਰ ਸੋਲ ਇਜ਼ ਥਰਸਟੀ ਦੈਟ ਨੈਕਟਰ ਵੀ ਵਿਲ ਰਿਸੀਵ ਇਟ ਇਨ ਅਵਰ ਬਾਡੀ ਐਂਡ ਗੋਡ ਆਲਮਾਈਟੀ ਫਾਰ ਹੂਮ ਵੀ ਆਰ ਸਰਚਿੰਗ since ages and ages and we have been separated from him we will realize him we will get him only from within our body
lekin saadi kabir sahab halat dasde hai vastu kahin tunde kahin kah bidave haath kahe kabir tab paiye jado pedi linje saath
but kabir sahab describes our condition he says that the thing is lost somewhere but we are searching for it somewhere else how can we get that thing back we will receive that thing back only if we take someone who knows that where that place where that thing is if we take someone's help only then we will be able to trace that lost thing
kise di koi vastu si aash ghar de andar gum ho gayi sadak de utte light de utte aake us di oh khoj karda hai kise nangad wale ne puchya ke pyareya itthe raat nu tu ki khoj karda hai ਉਹ ਕਹਿਣ ਲੱਗਿਆ ਕਿ ਮੇਰੀ ਖਾਸ ਇੱਕ ਵਸਤੂ ਹੈ ਉਹ ਗੁੰਮ ਹੋ ਗਈ ਹੈ ਘਰ ਅੰਦਰ ਅੰਧੇਰਾ ਹੈ ਇੱਥੇ ਪ੍ਰਕਾਸ਼ ਹੈ ਉਹ ਕਹਿਣ ਲੱਗਿਆ ਦੇਖ ਹੋਈ ਤੂੰ ਉੱਥੇ ਵੀ ਪ੍ਰਕਾਸ਼ ਪੈਦਾ ਕਰ ਸਕਦਾ ਹੈ ਤੂੰ ਜਿਹਦੇ ਅੰਦਰ ਪ੍ਰਕਾਸ਼ ਪ੍ਰਗਟ ਹੈ ਤੂੰ ਉਹਦੇ ਕੋਲ ਜਾ ਤਾਂ ਸਹੀ ਵਸਤੂ ਤੈਨੂੰ ਉੱਥੋਂ ਹੀ ਮਿਲੂਗੀ ਜਦੋਂ ਮਿਲੇਗੀ ਜਦੋਂ ਇੱਥੇ ਵਸਤੂ ਹੀ ਨਹੀਂ ਭਾਵੇਂ ਤੂੰ ਜਿੰਨਾ ਮਰਜ਼ੀ ਪ੍ਰਕਾਸ਼ ਹੋਰ ਵੀ ਕਰ ਲਾ ਤੈਨੂੰ ਕਿਸ ਤਰ੍ਹਾਂ ਮਿਲੇਗੀ ਇਸੇ ਤਰ੍ਹਾਂ ਉਹ ਪਰਮਾਤਮਾ ਤਾਂ ਸਾਡੇ ਸਰੀਰ ਦੇਹ ਦੇ ਅੰਦਰ ਹੈ ਲੇਕਿਨ ਬਾਹਰ ਦਿਸੇ ਚਾਨਣਾ ਦਿਲ ਅੰਧਿਆਰੀ ਰਾਤ ਅਸੀਂ ਕੀ ਹੈ ਬਾਹਰ ਤਾਂ ਸਾਨੂੰ ਪ੍ਰਕਾਸ਼ ਦਿਸਦਾ ਹੈ ਅੰਦਰ ਅਸੀਂ ਜੋ ਪ੍ਰਕਾਸ਼ ਜਿਹੜਾ ਕਿ ਗੁਰੂ ਨਾਨਕ ਨੇ ਕਿਹਾ ਸੀ ਨਾਮ ਜਪਤ ਕੋਟ ਸੂਰ ਉਜਿਆਰਾ ਬਿਨਸੇ ਭਰਮ ਅੰਧੇਰਾ ਇੱਕ ਨਹੀਂ ਅਨੇਕਾਂ ਸੂਰਜਾਂ ਜਿੰਨਾ ਪ੍ਰਕਾਸ਼ ਹਰ ਵਿਅਕਤੀ ਦੇ ਅੰਦਰ ਹੈ ਲੇਕਿਨ ਉਹ ਭਰਮ ਦੇ ਪਰਦੇ ਪਿੱਛੇ ਛਿਪਿਆ ਹੋਇਆ ਹੈ
Someone lost something in his home and instead of looking for it in his home he went outside on the street where it was illuminated where there was a lot of light and he started looking for that thing over there another person came by there and asked him that what he was looking for and where he had lost it so he said well I have lost something very important very valuable in my home but in my home there is darkness and here it is light so that is why I'm looking for it over here so that person told him well How can you expect to get something which is lost in your home if you are looking for it here in the street? No matter how bright this place is, no matter how much light is over here. But since your thing is lost in your home, you will find it only if you will search for it in your home. And as far as the light is concerned, you can take this light to your home. You can manifest that light in your home. And in that light, you should search for that thing. In the same way, at least first you go to the... that person, that master who has manifested that light in his within and he will teach you, he will make that light manifest in your within and then you will be able to find the thing, you will be able to search for the thing which is lost because that thing is lost in your own self, in your own within. But what is our condition? We see that it is light outside but in our within, in our home, it is deep darkness. Guru Nanak Sahib also said that by doing the meditation of the Naam, millions and trillions of sun rise up and there is immense amount of light and radiance in our within. So when we do the meditation of the Naam, our within becomes bright, our within becomes illuminated with the radiance of the Naam, and then with the grace of the Master, we are able to find that lost God Almighty who is present within us.
ਸਾਵਣ ਕਿਰਪਾਲ ਦੇ ਚਰਨਾਂ ਵਿੱਚ ਨਮਸਕਾਰ ਹੈ ਜਿਨ੍ਹਾਂ ਨੇ ਗਰੀਬ ਆਤਮਾ 'ਤੇ ਰਹਿਮ ਕਰਕੇ ਆਪ ਦੇ ਜਸ਼ ਕਰਨ ਦਾ ਮੌਕਾ ਦਿੱਤਾ ਹੈ। ਸਭ ਪ੍ਰੇਮੀਆਂ ਨੂੰ ਪਤਾ ਹੈ ਕਿ ਅੱਜ ਭਜਨ ਬੋਲਣੇ ਹੈ ਔਰ ਜਿਸ ਨੂੰ ਇਜਾਜ਼ਤ ਮਿਲ ਜਾਂਦੀ ਹੈ ਪੇਜ ਨੰਬਰ ਬੋਲਣਾ ਹੈ ਤਾਂ ਕਿ ਦੂਸਰੇ ਪ੍ਰੇਮੀਆਂ ਨੂੰ ਉਹ ਸ਼ਬਦ ਪਾਲਣਾ ਆਸਾਨ ਹੋ ਜਾਵੇ।
Salutations unto the feet of Supreme Fathers, Lord Almighty Savan and Kripal, who having mercy on our souls have given the opportunity to sing their praises. As all the dear ones know that today we have to sing the bhajans, so those who get the permission to sing the bhajan, before they start singing the bhajan, please read out the page number so that the other dear ones may find it easy to find that bhajan in the book.
These talks are from Bombay in January 1997. And the one that was at the end was just a bhajan session. But this is another talk.
Param Pita Paramatma Savan Kripal de Charnan de vich nimshkar hai jinnan ne gareeb aatma te rehm kita hai aur aap da jash karan da mauka ditta hai.
Salutations unto the feet of Supreme Fathers, Lord Almighty Savan and Kripal, who have had mercy on the poor soul and have given the opportunities to sing their glory.
Agar assi is naasbaad duniya da moh chhad diye, is chu khayal nu kadh liye, jo sada amar sach ਆ ਜਗ੍ਹਾ ਤੋਂ ਤੁਰਿਆ ਆਉਂਦਾ ਹੈ ਪਰਮਾਤਮਾ, ਉਹਦੇ ਨਾਲ ਪਿਆਰ ਕਰੀਏ। ਲੇਕਿਨ ਮੁਸ਼ਕਲ ਜੀਵ ਦੇ ਇਹ ਆਉਂਦੀ ਹੈ ਕਿ ਉਹ ਪਰਮਾਤਮਾ ਗੁਪਤ ਹੈ, ਉਹਨੂੰ ਦੇਖਿਆ ਨਹੀਂ। ਜਦੋਂ ਦੇਖਿਆ ਨਹੀਂ, ਅਸੀਂ ਉਹਦੇ ਨਾਲ ਕਿਸ ਤਰ੍ਹਾਂ ਪਿਆਰ ਕਰੀਏ?
If we were to give up the attachment to this world which is subject to the destruction and love that Almighty One who is immortal and who is always present. But the difficulty is that it is not in the hands of the Jiva to love God Almighty, because he is hidden, he has not seen the Almighty One. So how can he love that one, how can he love that God Almighty whom he has not seen?
Paramatma alak hai, lakhya nahi janda, oh gham hai, ਉਸ ਦੀ ਗਮਤਾ ਨੂੰ ਅਸੀਂ ਸਮਝ ਨਹੀਂ ਸਕਦੇ ਕਿ ਉਹ ਗੋਚਰ ਹੈ, ਮਨ ਬੁੱਧੀ ਦੀ ਪਹੁੰਚ ਤੋਂ ਉਹ ਪਰੇ ਹੈ।
Lord Almighty is untraceable, he cannot be traced, he is unreachable, he cannot be reached, and he is beyond the limits of the mind and intellect, and with the mind and intellect he cannot be understood.
ਕਿਉਂਕਿ ਹਮੇਸ਼ਾ ਇਨਸਾਨ ਦੇ ਮੁਸ਼ਕਲ ਇਹੀ ਆਉਂਦੀ ਹੈ ਕਿ ਜਿਨ੍ਹਾਂ ਨੂੰ ਦੇਖਦਾ ਹੈ ਸਿਰਫ ਉਹਨਾਂ ਨਾਲ ਹੀ ਲਗਾਓ ਪੈਦਾ ਕਰਦਾ, ਉਹਨਾਂ ਨਾਲ ਹੀ ਪਿਆਰ ਕਰਦਾ ਹੈ। ਜਦੋਂ ਵੀ ਅਸੀਂ ਸੰਸਾਰ ਵਿੱਚ ਜਨਮ ਲੈਂਦੇ ਹਾਂ, ਅਸੀਂ ਜਿਨ੍ਹਾਂ ਨੂੰ ਦੇਖਦੇ ਹਾਂ ਉਹਨਾਂ ਦੇ ਇਤਨੇ ਲਗਾਓ ਵਿੱਚ ਆ ਜਾਂਦੇ ਹਾਂ, ਪਿਆਰ ਵਿੱਚ ਆਉਂਦੇ ਹਾਂ। ਜੇ ਸਾਥੋਂ ਵਿਛੜਦੇ ਹਾਂ, ਅਸੀਂ ਚੀਖਾਂ ਮਾਰਨੀਆਂ ਸ਼ੁਰੂ ਕਰ ਦਿੰਦੇ ਹਾਂ, ਚਲਾਉਣਾ ਸ਼ੁਰੂ ਕਰ ਦਿੰਦੇ ਹਾਂ।
ਦਿਸ ਇਜ਼ ਦ ਡਿਫੀਕਲਟੀ ਵਿੱਚ ਦ ਵਰਲਡਲੀ ਪੀਪਲ ਵਿੱਚ ਵੀ ਪੀਪਲ ਹੈਵ, ਐਂਡ ਦੈਟ ਇਜ਼ ਦੈਟ ਵੀ ਲਵ ਐਂਡ ਵੀ ਕੈਨ ਅਟੈਚ ਟੂ ਓਨਲੀ ਦੋਸ whom we see and who come in our contact, and when those people are separated from us, then we cry and scream and weep for them. When we come close to them, then we love and get attached to them.
Oh dayalu parmatma sade sab de andar baitha hai, sadi is mushkil nu oh achhi tarah janda hai ke ਇਹਨਾਂ ਨੇ ਮੈਨੂੰ ਦੇਖਿਆ ਨਹੀਂ, ਇਹ ਮੇਰੇ ਨਾਲ ਕਿਸ ਤਰ੍ਹਾਂ ਪਿਆਰ ਕਰ ਸਕਦੇ ਹੈ, ਕਿਉਂਕਿ ਉਹ ਰਹਿਮ ਦਾ ਸਮੁੰਦਰ ਹੈ, ਦਇਆ ਦਾ ਸਾਗਰ ਹੈ।
ਗ੍ਰੇਸ਼ੀਅਸ ਲਾਰਡ ਆਲਮਾਈਟੀ ਰਿਜ਼ਾਈਡਸ ਵਿਦ ਇਨ ਅਸ ਐਂਡ ਹੀ ਨੋਜ਼ ਅਬਾਊਟ ਦਿਸ ਡਿਫੀਕਲਟੀ। ਹੀ ਨੋਜ਼ ਦੈਟ ਹਾਊ ਕੈਨ ਦੇ ਲਵ ਅਸ, ਹਾਊ ਕੈਨ ਦੇ ਲਵ ਮੀ ਬਿਕੋਜ਼ ਦੇ ਹੈਵ ਨੋਟ ਸੀਨ ਮੀ। ਹੀ ਇਜ਼ ਦੀ ਓਸ਼ਨ ਆਫ ਗ੍ਰੇਸ ਐਂਡ ਹੀ ਇਜ਼ ਫੁੱਲ ਆਫ ਗ੍ਰੇਸ ਐਂਡ ਸਿੰਪਥੀ ਫਾਰ ਆਲ ਆਫ ਅਸ।
ਉਹ ਜਦੋਂ ਰਹਿਮ ਕਰਦਾ ਹੈ, ਉਹ ਖੁਦ ਹੀ ਇਨਸਾਨਾਂ ਦੀ ਪੱਧਰ ਦੇ ਉੱਤੇ ਆਪਣਾ ਰੂਪ ਧਾਰ ਕੇ ਇਸ ਸੰਸਾਰ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਆਉਂਦਾ ਹੈ, ਆ ਜਗ੍ਹਾ ਤੋਂ ਹੀ ਤੁਰਿਆ ਆਉਂਦਾ ਹੈ।
When he has the mercy on us, then he comes on the level of the human beings and he himself showers his grace upon us. Ever since the beginning of this creation, from ages and ages, he has been coming in the physical form.
ਮੈਂ ਦੱਸਦਾ ਹਾਂ ਕਿ ਸੰਤ ਸਾਨੂੰ ਲੰਮੀਆਂ ਚੌੜੀਆਂ ਕਹਾਣੀਆਂ ਸੁਣਾਉਣ ਵਾਸਤੇ ਨਹੀਂ ਆਉਂਦੇ ਗੇ। ਉਹਨਾਂ ਦਾ ਤਾਂ ਮਕਸਦ ਇਤਨਾ ਹੀ ਹੁੰਦਾ ਕਿ ਆਓ ਸਾਡੇ ਨਾਲ ਚੱਲ ਕੇ ਸਚਿਆਈ ਨੂੰ ਖੁਦ ਦੇਖੋ।
I often tell you that saints do not come in this world to tell us the long stories. Their purpose, the purpose of their coming, the meaning of their coming is only this much. They tell us that you come, you work, and you come along with us and see it with your own eyes.
Asi pullad jeev hai duniya de moh de vich itne phas chuke hain paina prava ch putra diyan ch samaj de vich inne raj chuke hain sanu raat nu sufan vi inna de aunde hai asi inna de lagao de vich phas ke unna de naal taiyar ta ki hona si ja ਉਹਨਾਂ ਦੀ ਬਾਤ ਸੁਣਨ ਵਾਸਤੇ ਵੀ ਤਿਆਰ ਨਹੀਂ ਹੁੰਦੇ
ਬਟ ਵੀ ਆਰ ਦਾ ਫਰਗੈਟਫੁਲ ਸੋਲਸ ਵੀ ਆਰ ਦਾ ਫਰਗੈਟਫੁਲ ਜੀਵਸ ਐਂਡ ਵੀ ਆਰ ਸੋ ਮਚ ਅਟੈਚਡ ਟੂ ਆਵਰ ਬ੍ਰਦਰਸ ਸਿਸਟਰਸ ਸਨਸ ਐਂਡ ਡਾਟਰਸ ਐਂਡ ਵੀ ਆਰ ਸੋ ਮਚ ਇਨਵੋਲਵਡ ਐਂਡ ਅਬਜ਼ਾਰਬਡ ਇਨ ਦਾ ਵਰਲਡਲੀ ਰਿਲੇਸ਼ਨਸ ਦੈਟ ਈਵਨ ਐਟ ਨਾਈਟ ਵੀ ਹੈਵ ਦਾ ਡ੍ਰੀਮਸ ਆਫ ਦਾ ਪੀਪਲ ਆਫ ਦਾ ਥਿੰਗਸ ਟੂ ਵਿਚ ਵੀ ਆਰ ਅਟੈਚਡ ਸੋ ਵੈਨ ਦਾ ਮਾਸਟਰਸ ਕਮ ਐਂਡ ਟੈਲ ਅਸ ਦੈਟ ਵੀ ਸ਼ੁਡ ਗੋ ਅਲੋਂਗ ਵਿਦ ਦੈਮ ਵਟ ਟੂ ਟਾਕ ਅਬਾਊਟ ਗੋਇੰਗ ਵਿਦ ਦੈਮ ਵੀ ਡੋਂਟ ਈਵਨ ਵਾਂਟ ਟੂ ਲਿਸਨ ਟੂ ਦੈਮ
ਇਸ ਵਾਸਤੇ ਸਾਨੂੰ ਸੰਸਾਰੀ ਪੱਧਰ ਦੇ ਉੱਤੇ ਬਹੁਤ ਕਹਾਣੀਆਂ ਸੁਣਾਉਂਦੇ ਹੈ ਬਹੁਤ ਉਤਰਾਅ ਚੜਾਵੀਆਂ ਸਾਨੂੰ ਉਹ ਗੱਲਾਂ ਦੱਸਦੇ ਹੈ ਅੰਦਰ ਜਾਣ ਵਾਸਤੇ ਪ੍ਰੇਰਦੇ ਹੈ ਉਹ ਖੁਦ ਸਤਿਗੁਰੂ ਆਪਣਾ ਪਿਆਰ ਸਿੱਖ ਦੇ ਅੰਦਰ ਬੀਜਦਾ ਹੈ
ਦੈਟ ਇਜ਼ ਵਾਈ ਔਨ ਦੀ ਵਰਲਡਲੀ ਲੈਵਲ ਦੇ ਟੈਲਸ ਅਸ ਮੈਨੀ ਸਟੋਰੀਜ਼ ਐਂਡ ਦੇ ਆਲਸੋ ਟੈਲ ਅਸ ਥਿੰਗਸ ਅਬਾਊਟ ਮੈਨੀ ਅਪਸ ਐਂਡ ਡਾਊਨਸ ਐਂਡ ਇਨ ਦੇਅਰ ਓਨ ਵੇ ਦ ਸਤਿਗੁਰੂ ਇਨ ਹਿਜ਼ ਓਨ ਵੇ ਦ ਸਤਿਗੁਰੂ ਕ੍ਰੀਏਟਸ ਹਿਸ the love for his own self within us
oh is tarah sanu samjhaunda hai ki jis tarah mata aap da pyar khud bacche de andar paida kardi hai phir hi us nu pata lagda hai ki eh meri mata main is naal pyar karda hai jo thoda ja passe hundi hai to kivve bachcha cheekha marniya shuru kar dinda hai je ohnu puchde hai ki teri mummy kehdi hai ਉਹ ਫੌਰਨ ਉਂਗਲ ਕਰ ਦੇਗਾ ਬੇਸ਼ੱਕ ਉਹ ਆਵਾਜ਼ ਦੇਣ ਨਹੀਂ ਜਾਣਦਾ ਗਾ
ਹੀ ਮੇਕਸ ਅਸ ਅੰਡਰਸਟੈਂਡ ਇਨ ਦਾ ਵੇ ਦਾ ਮਦਰ ਟੀਚਸ ਦਾ ਲਵ ਫਾਰ ਹਰਸੈਲਫ ਇਨ ਦਾ ਟੂ ਦਾ ਚਾਈਲਡ ਯੂ ਨੋ ਦੈਟ ਹਾਊ ਦਾ ਮਦਰ ਫਸਟ ਟੀਚਸ ਦਾ ਚਾਈਲਡ ਟੂ ਲਵ ਹਰ ਐਂਡ ਇਫ ਫਾਰ ਅ ਮੋਮੈਂਟ ਦਾ ਮਦਰ ਗੋਜ ਅਵੇ ਫਰੋਮ ਦਾ ਸਾਈਟ ਆਊਟ ਆਫ ਦਾ ਸਾਈਟ ਆਫ ਦਾ ਚਾਈਲਡ ਦਾ ਚਾਈਲਡ ਸਟਾਰਟ ਸਕ੍ਰੀਮਿੰਗ ਐਂਡ ਕ੍ਰਾਈਂਗ ਐਂਡ ਇਫ ਯੂ ਆਸਕ ਦੈਟ ਚਾਈਲਡ ਦੈਟ ਵੇਅਰ ਇਜ਼ ਯੋਰ ਮਮਾ ਵੇਅਰ ਇਜ਼ ਯੋਰ ਮਮੀ And even though he cannot speak, but still he will point out his mother.
ਇਸ ਤਰ੍ਹਾਂ ਹੁੰਦਾ ਹੈ ਕਿ ਜਿਸ ਤਰ੍ਹਾਂ ਕੋਈ ਪਹਾੜ ਦੀ ਚੋਟੀ ਤੇ ਖੜਾ ਹੈ ਇੱਕ ਨੀਚੇ ਖੜਾ ਹੈ ਉੱਪਰੋਂ ਪਹਾੜ ਦੇ ਆ ਕੇ ਉਹ ਨੀਚੇ ਵਾਲੇ ਨੂੰ ਪਹਾੜ ਦੀ ਜਾਣਕਾਰੀ ਦਿੰਦਾ ਹੈ ਕਿ ਉੱਤੇ ਬੜੀ ਠੰਡ ਹੈ ਬੜੀਆਂ ਉੱਪਰ ਜੜੀਆਂ ਬੂਟੀਆਂ ਹਨ ਉਹ ਜਦ ਮਿੱਠੀਆਂ ਪਿਆਰੀਆਂ ਗੱਲਾਂ ਕਰਦਾ ਹੈ ਉੱਥੋਂ ਦੀ ਕੋਈ ਚੰਗਿਆਈ ਦੱਸਦਾ ਹੈ ਉਹ ਆਪਣੇ ਪਿਆਰ ਵਿੱਚ ਉਸ ਨੂੰ ਉੱਪਰ ਲੈ ਜਾਂਦਾ ਹੈ
ਇਟ ਇਜ਼ ਲਾਈਕ Suppose someone is living on the top of the mountains and there is another person who lives in the base of the mountain. So the person who lives on the top of the mountain, he comes down and he tells the other person who is at the base that over there up on the top it is very cold, it's cooler over there and there are many herbs and many other things available there. So talking to him very sweetly and telling him about the good things about the height of the mountain, gradually, lovingly he convinces him and he takes him. along with him
mera khayal hai is tarah hai ki jive tusi meri zindagi da dekhoge ki kis tarah Russell Perkins ya Dawes Greg shuru de vich mainu baharle mulkan de liya ke picturean dikhaunde san nakshe dikhaunde san ke utne mulk itne sohne hai eh hai ki pehla tusi kade dekhe hai main sun ke bada hasda hunda siga ik din main keha ha ਸ਼ਾਇਦ ਮੈਂ ਦੇਖੇ ਹੈ
ਇਟ ਇਜ਼ ਲਾਈਕ ਇਨ ਦਾ ਵੈਰੀ ਬਿਗਿਨਿੰਗ ਵੈਨ ਰਸਲ ਪਰਕਿੰਸ ਐਂਡ ਗ੍ਰੇਗ ਇਨ ਡੋਰਿਸ ਮੈਥਿਜ਼ਰਸ ਵੈਨ ਦੇ ਕੇ ਦੇ ਬ੍ਰੌਟ ਮੀ ਦਾ ਪਿਕਚਰਸ ਐਂਡ ਦੇ ਟੋਲਡ ਮੀ ਦਾ ਥਿੰਗਸ ਅਬਾਊਟ ਦੇਅਰ ਵਰਲਡ ਐਂਡ ਦੇ ਸ਼ੋਡ ਦੋਜ਼ ਥਿੰਗਸ ਟੂ ਮੀ ਐਂਡ ਦੇ ਟਾਕ ਟੂ ਮੀ ਅਬਾਊਟ ਆਲ ਦੋਜ਼ ਥਿੰਗਸ ਐਂਡ ਦੇ ਆਸਕ ਮੀ ਦੈਟ ਹੈਵ ਆਈ ਐਵਰ ਸੀਨ ਦੋਜ਼ ਥਿੰਗਸ ਆਈ ਲਾਫਡ ਐਂਡ ਹੀ ਸੈਡ ਦੈਟ ਯੈਸ ਆਈ ਹੈਵ ਸੀਨ ਆਲ ਦਿਸ
ਜਦ ਮੈਂ ਫਲੋਰੀਡਾ ਗਿਆ ਉੱਥੇ ਮੈਨੂੰ ਜੌਨਸ ਮਿਲਿਆ ਮੈਨੂੰ ਕਹਿਣ ਲੱਗਿਆ ਸੰਤ ਜੀ ਕਦੇ ਇਸ ਤਰ੍ਹਾਂ ਦੇ ਰਿਪੋਰਟ ਪਹਿਲਾਂ ਦੇਖੇ ਸੀਗੇ ਮੈਂ ਹੱਸ ਪਿਆ ਮੈਂ ਆਖਿਆ ਹੋ ਸਕਦਾ ਪਰਮਾਤਮਾ ਕਿਰਪਾਲ ਦੀ ਦਇਆ ਨਾਲ ਮੈਂ ਇਦੂ ਚੰਗੇ ਦੇਖੇ ਹੈ ਇਹ ਉਸ ਦੇ ਮੁਕਾਬਲੇ ਤੇ ਤੁੱਛ ਹਨ
ਵੈਨ ਆਈ ਵੈਂਟ ਟੂ ਫਲੋਰੀਡਾ ਆਈ ਮੈਟ ਵਿਦ ਜੌਨਸ ਐਂਡ ਹੀ ਆਸਕਡ ਮੀ ਦਿਸ ਕੁਐਸਚਨ ਹੀ ਸੈਡ ਵੈਲ ਸੰਜੀ ਹੈਵ ਯੂ ਐਵਰ ਸੀਨ ਐਨੀ ਏਅਰਪੋਰਟ ਲਾਈਕ ਦਿਸ ਬਿਫੋਰ ਆਈ ਸੈਡ Well, yeah, with the grace of beloved Lord Kripal, it is possible that I may have seen much better places than this. This is nothing in compared to what I have seen.
So, Pyareo, Meri Os Vakat, E Halt Si, Jado Menu E Premi Mile Ake, Hindustan De Vich, Badi Ena Ne Khejala Kiti, Menu Odar Lejaan Vaste, Main Soch Vi Ni Sakda Siga. ਕਿਉਂਕਿ ਮੇਰੀ ਤਾਂ ਹਾਲਤ ਇਹ ਸੀ ਕਿ ਬਾਹਰੋਂ ਜਿੰਦਾ ਲਵਾਇਆ ਹੋਇਆ ਸੀਗਾ, ਕਿਸੇ ਨੂੰ ਮਿਲਦਾ ਹੀ ਨਹੀਂ ਸੀਗਾ, ਇੱਕ ਘੰਟਾ ਹੀ ਸ਼ਾਮ ਨੂੰ ਬਾਹਰ 8 ਤੋਂ 9 ਬਾਹਰ ਆਉਂਦਾ ਸੀਗਾ.
ਸੋ ਦਿਸ ਵਾਸ ਮਾਈ ਕੰਡੀਸ਼ਨ ਵੈਨ ਦੀਸ ਪੀਪਲ ਵੈਨ ਦੀਸ ਡੀਅਰ ਵਨਸ ਕੇਮ ਇਨ ਦ ਵੈਰੀ ਬਿਗਿਨਿੰਗ ਦੇ ਹੈਡ ਟੂ ਵਰਕ ਵੈਰੀ ਹਾਰਡ ਦੇ ਹੈਡ ਟੂ ਸਟਰਗਲ ਵੈਰੀ ਹਾਰਡ ਇਨ ਆਰਡਰ ਟੂ ਟੇਕ ਮੀ ਆਊਟ ਇਨ ਟੂ ਦ ਵਰਲਡ ਬਿਕੋਜ਼ ਐਟ ਦੈਟ ਟਾਈਮ ਆਈ ਵਾਸ ਨਾਟ ਮੀਟਿੰਗ ਵਿਦ ਐਨੀ ਵਨ ਆਈ ਹੈਡ ਲੌਕਡ ਮਾਈਸੈਲਫ ਅਪ ਓਨਲੀ 1 ਆਵਰ ਇਨ ਦ ਈਵਨਿੰਗ ਆਈ ਯੂਜ਼ ਟੂ ਕਮ ਆਊਟ ਐਂਡ ਸੀ ਦ ਪੀਪਲ
ਲੇਕਿਨ ਇਹਨਾਂ ਸਭ ਨੇ ਜਿਹਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਡੇਵਿਡ ਬਕਿੰਸ ਵੀ ਸ਼ਾਮਿਲ ਸੀਗਾ ਸਭ ਨੇ ਬੜਾ ਹੀ ਮੈਨੂੰ ਪਿਆਰ ਦਿਖਾਇਆ ਮਿੱਠੀਆਂ ਗੱਲਾਂ ਕੀਤੀਆਂ ਉਹਨਾਂ ਗੱਲਾਂ ਦੇ ਲਾਲਚ ਵਿੱਚ ਆ ਕੇ ਇਹਨਾਂ ਦੇ ਪਿਆਰ ਦੀ ਕਦਰ ਕਰਦਾ ਹੋਇਆ ਮੈਂ ਇਹਨਾਂ ਦੇ ਮੁਲਕ ਹੀ ਚਲਿਆ ਗਿਆ
ਸੋ ਆਲ ਦੀਸ ਡੇਵਨਸ ਇਨ ਵਿੱਚ ਡੇਵਿਡ ਬਕਿੰਸ ਵਾਸ ਆਲਸੋ ਇਸ ਆਲਸੋ ਇਨਕਲੂਡਿਡ ਦੇ ਟੋਲਡ ਮੀ ਵੈਰੀ ਸਵੀਟਲੀ ਦ ਥਿੰਗਸ ਅਬਾਊਟ ਦੇਅਰ ਵਰਲਡ ਦੇ ਲਵਡ ਮੀ ਸੋ ਮਚ ਦੇ ਸ਼ੋਡ ਮੀ ਅ ਲੋਟ ਆਫ ਲਵ ਐਂਡ ਬਿਕੋਜ਼ ਆਫ ਦੇਅਰ ਲਵ ਐਂਡ ਬਿਕੋਜ਼ of all the things which they had told me lovingly I went to their country
main eh waqia is waste sunauna hai ki tuhanu samjhna aasan ho jayega isse tarah koi videsh cho aunda hai premi oh ohde desh vich aake aapde desh diyan achhiyan gallan mithiyan pyariyan karda hai oh ohdi sohbat karke ਉਹਦੇ ਨਾਲ ਜਾਣ ਨੂੰ ਤਿਆਰ ਹੋ ਜਾਂਦਾ ਹੈ
ਆਈ ਐਮ ਟੈਲਿੰਗ ਆਲ ਦੀਸ ਥਿੰਗਸ ਟੂ ਯੂ ਸੋ ਦੈਟ ਯੂ ਮੇ ਫਾਈਂਡ ਇਟ ਈਜ਼ੀਅਰ ਟੂ ਅੰਡਰਸਟੈਂਡ ਵਾਟ ਆਈ ਐਮ ਟ੍ਰਾਈਂਗ ਟੂ ਐਕਸਪਲੇਨ ਟੂ ਯੂ ਇਟ ਇਜ਼ ਲਾਈਕ ਇਫ ਸਮਬਡੀ ਕਮਸ ਫਰੋਮ ਅ ਫੋਰਨ ਕੰਟਰੀ ਅ ਫੋਰਨਰ ਕਮਸ ਐਂਡ ਹੀ ਟੈਲਸ ਯੂ ਅਬਾਊਟ ਦ ਗੁੱਡ ਥਿੰਗਸ ਅਬਾਊਟ ਹਿਸ ਕੰਟਰੀ ਐਂਡ ਲੇਟਰ ਔਨ ਹੀ ਕਨਵਿੰਸਿਸ ਅਸ ਐਂਡ ਦੈਨ ਵੀ ਬਿਕਮ ਰੈਡੀ ਟੂ ਗੋ ਵਿਦ ਦੈਟ ਪਰਸਨ ਟੂ ਹਿਸ ਕੰਟਰੀ
ਇਸੇ ਤਰ੍ਹਾਂ ਪਰਮਾਤਮਾ ਵੀ ਸਾਡੀ ਲਾਚਾਰੀ ਨੂੰ ਇਨਸਾਨਾਂ ਦੀ ਨੂੰ ਸਮਝਦਾ ਹੋਇਆ ਉਹ ਖੁਦ ਹੀ ਜਦ ਰਹਿਮ ਦਾ ਸਮੁੰਦਰ ਉੱਛਲਦਾ ਹੈ ਇਨਸਾਨਾਂ ਦੀ ਪੱਧਰ ਦੇ ਉੱਤੇ ਆਪ ਹੀ ਆ ਜਾਂਦਾ ਹੈ ਕਦੇ ਕਿਸੇ ਸੰਤ ਦੇ ਰੂਪ ਵਿੱਚ ਆਉਂਦਾ ਹੈ ਕਦੇ ਕਿਸੇ ਦੇ ਰੂਪ ਵਿੱਚ ਆਉਂਦਾ ਹੈ ਉਹ ਹਮੇਸ਼ਾ ਹੀ ਆਉਂਦਾ ਰਹਿੰਦਾ ਹੈ
ਇਨ ਦ ਸੇਮ ਵੇ ਅੰਡਰਸਟੈਂਡਿੰਗ ਦੀ ਹੈਲਪਲੈਸਨੈਸ ਆਫ ਵੀ ਦ ਜੀਵਾਸ ਗੋਡ ਆਲਮਾਈਟੀ ਬਿਕੋਜ਼ ਹੀ ਇਜ਼ ਦੀ ਓਸ਼ਨ ਆਫ ਮਰਸੀ ਹੀ ਇਜ਼ ਦੀ ਓਸ਼ਨ ਆਫ ਗ੍ਰੇਸ ਸੋ ਵੈਨ The wave of the grace erupts within that ocean. He comes on the physical plane, he comes on the plane of the human beings, and he convinces us to go with him. He has always been coming in this world.
Jinna ohde uche bhaag hunde hai, ohde paas pahunch jande hai, oh jis badan de vich aunda hai. Othon diyan mithiyan, pyariyan gallan, oh sanu aake sunaunda hai. ਜਿਹੜੇ ਉਹਦੀਆਂ ਗੱਲਾਂ ਤੇ ਐਤਵਾਰ ਕਰਦੇ ਹੈ ਉਹ ਉਹਦੇ ਨਾਲ ਚਲੇ ਜਾਂਦੇ ਹੈ ਕਿਉਂਕਿ ਆਤਮਾ ਨੂੰ ਪਤਾ ਹੈ ਕਿ ਮੇਰਾ ਘਰ ਕਿਹੜਾ ਹੈ ਲੇਕਿਨ ਇਹ ਮਨ ਦਾ ਸਾਥ ਲੈ ਕੇ ਇਸ ਇਨਸਾਨੀ ਪੱਧਰ ਤੇ ਆ ਕੇ ਆਪਣੇ ਘਰ ਨੂੰ ਭੁੱਲ ਚੁੱਕੀ ਹੈ ਔਰ ਆਤਮਾ ਨੂੰ ਜਦੋਂ ਉਹ ਸੰਦੇਸ਼ ਦਿੰਦੇ ਹੈ ਆਤਮਾ ਸਮਝ ਕੇ ਤੁਰ ਪੈਂਦੀ ਹੈ ਆਪਦੇ ਘਰ ਪਹੁੰਚ ਜਾਂਦੀ ਹੈ
ਦੋਜ਼ ਹੂ ਹੈਵ ਦ ਗੁੱਡ ਫੋਰਚੂਨਸ ਦੇ ਗੋ ਟੂ ਲਿਸਨ ਟੂ ਦੈਮ ਦੇ ਲਿਸਨ ਟੂ ਦੈਮ ਐਂਡ ਦੇ ਗੋ ਵਿਦ ਦੈਮ Because the soul knows, the soul understands the message. The masters come in this world bringing the message for the soul. Now the soul wants to go back to home, but because she is in the company of the mind, that is why she has forgotten her real home. But when the masters come in this world, they tell us the sweet things about their country, about their plane, and in that way they convince us. And when our soul listens to that message which the masters have for our soul, then our soul also wants to return back to our home.
Sant na ta koi duniya ch kaum banaun waste aunde hai na koi pehli bani todan waste aunde hai na oh is duniya de vich bade bade ashram khade karan waste aunde hai oh ta sirf bhuliyan aatma ਨੂੰ ਉਹਨਾਂ ਦੇ ਘਰ ਦੀ ਯਾਦ ਦਿਲਾਉਣ ਵਾਸਤੇ ਆਉਂਦੇ ਹੈ ਜਿਨ੍ਹਾਂ ਦਾ ਵਕਤ ਆ ਚੁੱਕਿਆ ਹੁੰਦਾ ਹੈ ਪਰਮਾਤਮਾ ਸੱਚਖੰਡ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਫੈਸਲਾ ਕਰ ਲੈਂਦਾ ਹੈ ਕਿ ਇਹਨਾਂ ਆਤਮਾ ਨੂੰ ਤੁਸੀਂ ਬੁਲਾ ਕੇ ਲਿਆਓ
ਸੇਂਟਸ ਨੀਦਰ ਕਮ ਇਨ ਦਿਸ ਵਰਲਡ ਟੂ ਫਾਰਮ ਐਨੀ ਨਿਊ ਰਿਲੀਜੀਅਨਸ ਨਾਰ ਦੇ ਕਮ ਇਨ ਦਿਸ ਵਰਲਡ ਟੂ ਬ੍ਰੇਕ ਐਨੀ ਆਫ ਦੀ ਐਗਜ਼ਿਸਟਿੰਗ ਰਿਲੀਜੀਅਨਸ ਐਂਡ ਆਲਸੋ ਦੇ ਡੂ ਨਾਟ ਕਮ ਇਨ ਦਿਸ ਵਰਲਡ ਟੂ ਕ੍ਰੀਏਟ ਔਰ ਬਿਲਡ ਬਿਗ ਆਸ਼ਰਮਸ ਦੇ ਕਮ ਇਨ ਦਿਸ ਵਰਲਡ ਓਨਲੀ ਫਾਰ ਦਾ ਫੋਰਗੈਟਫੁਲ ਸੋਲਸ ਐਂਡ ਫਾਰ ਦੋਜ਼ ਸੋਲਸ ਫਾਰ ਹੂਮ ਇਟ ਹੈਜ਼ ਬੀਨ ਡਿਸਾਈਡਿਡ ਇਨ ਦ ਸੱਚਖੰਡ that now their time is up, and now you go and bring those souls back to Sachkhand. So they come in this world only to bring those souls back to the real home.
We will be celebrating the life of our dear sister Judith Webb today at 4 p.m. To ease the setup for this memorial service, we ask that you take folded blankets and smaller pillows to the front of the hall and place them behind the dais. Larger flat cushions can be placed on the benches as you leave. Please remove your personal belongings. Thank you. I'll read that again. It may not be clear exactly what is wanted. We will celebrate the life of our dear sister Judith Webb today at 4 p.m. To ease the setup for this memorial service, we ask that you take folded blankets and smaller pillows to the front of the hall and place them behind the dais. Larger flat cushions can be placed on the benches as you leave. Please remove your personal belongings. Thank you. There's going to be a lot of work involved in setting up everything, so any help you can give would be greatly appreciated. All right, our closing bhajan is on page 229, Dukkha Valley Gaudi. Oh man, you have to remember the moment of pain, as you have very little time, very little time. You are engrossed in the business of the world. You are supposed to remember, but you have forgotten God. Without the Nam, your life will be ruined. You have very little time. Mother, father, sister, brother, no one comes near you. In the court of the Lord, there is no support except the Master. Every single moment is going to be counted. You have very little time. In the womb of the mother, you lived hung upside down. Do not forget how you were protected there. The Master protects your honor from beginning to end. You have very little time. Oh, beloved Satguru, forgive our faults. O giver Sawan, forgive our sins. Listen to Ajay. It is his hearty plea. You have very little time. O man, you have to remember the moment of pain, as you have very little time. Very little time. Bhajan of Sanchi on page 229.
Dukh vali gadi bande rakne ten yaad hai tori muni yaad hai ji tori muni yaad hai Dukh vali gadi bande rakne ten yaad hai tori muni yaad hai ji tori muni yaad hai Dunia de dandia cha hoya galatan tu rakna siyad bulagiya bhagwan tu Dunia de dandia cha hoya galatan tu rakna siyad bulagiya bhagwan tu Naam to bagair jinda honi barbaad hai tori muni yaad hai ji tori muni yaad hai dukh wali gari bande rakhne ten yaad hai tori muni yaad hai ji tori muni yaad hai Mat pita ben bai pasa ave koina Guru to bagher vich dar gade doina. Mat pita ben bai pas ave koina. Guru to bagher vich dar gade doina. Pal pal chin chin hon ehi sab hai. Tori muni yaad hai ji, tori muni yaad hai. Dukh wali gari bande rakhne tin yaad hai. Tori muni yaad hai ji, tori muni yaad hai. Mat de garba vich put ho ke vasya. Chetana bulavi teri kiti o tera kya. Mat de garba vich put ho ke vasya. Chetana bulavi teri kiti o tera kya. Guru pesh rakda e adaton jugad hai. Tori muni yaad hai ji, tori muni yaad hai. Duk wali gari bande ne tin yaad hai. Tori muni yaad hai ji, tori muni yaad hai. Eb sare maaf kare sat guru pyariya. Bakasho guna sare sawan adhataria. Eb sare maaf kare sat guru pyariya. Bakasho guna sare sawan adhataria. Suniyo ajaib diye dili fariyad hai. Tori muni yaad hai ji, tori muni yaad hai. Dukh wali gari bande rakhne tin yaad hai. Tori muni yaad hai ji, tori muni yaad hai.
Oh man, you have to remember the moment of pain, as you have very little time, very little time. You are engrossed in the business of the world. You are supposed to remember, but you have forgotten God. Without the Naam, your life will be ruined. You have very little time. May God bless us all.